Wala po,
Magandang
sorry na po, tol.
okay lang po. So ngayon, Pastor, live na tayo.
Okay.
Okay, magandang gabi sa lahat po ng ating po mga mga sumusumaypay sa ating po mga programa. O hindi lang po ang programang ito, ang gabay, kung hindi po yung mga programa rin po natin dito po sa Tanglug Missionary Baptist Church. Maraming salamat po sa inyo pong tangkilik. Ako nga po pala si Brother J.R. Atis at kasama ko po ngayong gabi si Pastor June Santos po. Okay, so yan. Magandang gabi ulit. Then tayo po ay live. Hindi lang po dito sa Bacolod, kung hindi tayo po ay live sa buong mundo. Kung kayo man nasa basta kayo po ay nakakonect sa Facebook, kayo po ay amin pong naaabot ng ministry ng Tanglug Missionary Baptist Church. So, maraming salamat. O yan, nagkakape na po si Pastor Jun.
Para magising.
Para magising. So maraming salamat po sa inyo pong pagsuporta at patuloy na pagtangkilik dito po sa ating pong programa. Ngayon po, tutuloy na po tayo sa ating pong, kasi po last week, ating pong napag-uusapan, naputol yung ating pinag-usapan about sa, ano bang tawag nito, yung paglakad, okay, ng mga bagong mananampalataya. Ano ba ang dapat na maging isang lakad ng bagong mananampalataya? So parang inihalin tulad po yan sa isang baby. Yan, born again, ano nga po. So ang isang baby, kumbaga, kung ikukumpara natin ito sa physical na kalagayan ng isang baby, ano po, so kumbaga, siya ay bagong panganak, wala pa po siyang kakayahan sa kanyang sarili upang gawin kung ano mga gusto niya. Meron man siyang gustuhin pero wala siyang lakas. Ano po? So kakailangan din niya pa rin ang gabay ng mga tao na sa paligid niya para po siya ay mabuhay. Okay? So, ayun po, kung sabi nga natin, kung yahalin tulad naman natin yung sa spiritual na parte na pamumuhay bilang isang bagong mananampalataya, kumbaga, si isang bagong mananampalataya, hindi pa po natin talaga inaasahan yung isang bagong mananampalataya ay talagang kumbaga, napaka ang dami na kagad alam sa Biblia.
Parang ano, hindi siya overnight learning.
Correct. Hindi po siya yung talagang pagising mo kinabukasan, napakahusay mo na, pwede ka na magpastor. Hindi po ganun yun. Okay? Kumbaga, pagising mo kinabukasan, nagsishare ka na, meron po yung proseso talaga. Okay? So, yan po yung tinatawag nating maturity. Okay? Maturity, towards maturity, habang tumatagal, ay nag-i-improve po tayo na nag-i-improve. Kung ibabalik naman po natin sa mga baby, ayan po yan. So, habang tumatagal ng tumatagal, habang tumatagal siya sa kumbaga, habang pinapakain siya, habang tinitrain siya ng kanya po mga magulang, tumitibay, lumalakas, lumalaki. Ganon din po ang expectation sa mananampalatayang bago din. Habang siya po ay nag-aaral, habang siya po ay lumalaki, tumatagal sa pananampalataya, ini-expect din po na siya po ay lalaki at mayroong panibagong pag-iisip towards sa kanya pong pananampalataya. So, yun po yun. Ngayon po, balikan po natin yung ating pong pag-aaral. Ito po yung learning how to walk, yan, sa paglalakad. Okay, so I will go for the introduction muna, Pastor. No? So ito po yung series po ng Learning How to Walk na pinag-aaralan natin. Nagsimula po tayo last time, doon po sa last week. Okay po. At ginabayan po tayo ni Pastor Jude sa ating po pag-aaral. So ito na po yung part 2. So medyo mahaba po kasi, so hinati-hati na po namin. Yan. So, doon nga po sa ating pong pag-aaral, sabi nga dito, ang unang-unang puntos nga po natin po pinag-aralan is walk in increasing knowledge. Okay, pag sinabi natin increasing knowledge, kumbaga, yung kaalaman, saan? Hindi po saan kung tutuusin eh. Kanino? Sabi nga po dyan, learn more about Christ. Kumbaga, kilalanin muna natin ng maigi kung sino ba yung ating tagapagligtas. Sino ba ang nagligtas sa'yo? Sino ba yung Panginoon natin ngayon? Sino ba ang pinaglilingkuran mo ngayon? At yun ay ang ating Panginoong Kristo. So, kilalanin mo muna siya. Okay? So, marapat lamang na since siya yung ating tagapagligtas, kilalanin natin siya maigi. Bakit niya tayo niligtas? Ano ba yung katangin niya? Bakit kasi ang alam natin, nung una, mahal tayo ng Panginoon. So, alam na natin yun. Okay? Na meron siyang kapangyarihan, capable siya, anak siya ng Diyos, binigay niya yung kanyang buhay para sa atin, para tayo iligtas. Yun po yung unang-unang alam natin. Pero mayroon po kasi mga bagay na hindi po natin alam sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo na kailangan natin malaman na talagang exciting po kasi. Okay? O pag-aaralan niyo po kasi yung buong buhay ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Napakaganda po ng ating, kumbaga napakaganda po ng buhay ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo eh. I think, Pastor, let me just check ha.
Sige, sige.
Parang hindi yata yata yan, okay. Hindi ko lang napansin na, kala ko kasi hindi tayo live. Sinik ko lang maingi. Ayan, sige.
Naka-live tayo.
Naka-monitor tayo. Okay. Ako rin po naka-monitor kasi hindi lang pala nag-play. Ayan. So, yan. Yan po yung unang-una, walking increasing knowledge. Yung pangalawang puntos po under that, walking increasing knowledge, is we gain knowledge of Christ by experiencing more of Him. Pag sinabi naman natin experience, ito naman yung hindi lang basta natutunan mo. Na-experience mo ka. Okay? Pag sinabi naman natin na-experience, kumbaga, isinasama natin sa ating buhay bilang isang bagong mananampalataya yung ating pong mga lakad katulad ng ginawa ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Okay? Katulad nga po na sinabi ng ating pastor on last time, kumbaga, magkaiba po kasi yung kumbaga, yung reading at studying. Okay? And meditating. Diba? Sabi mong reading lang, binasa mo lang, pero walang, kumbaga, walang application eh. Wala kang ginawa doon sa natutunan mo. Para ma-experience mo siya, pag-aralan mo, pag nilay-nilayan mo, same time, i-apply mo. Para makita mo kung ano yung experience na merong isang bagong mananampalataya kasama ang ating Panginoon. Kumbaga, Christ-likeness kasi ating sinusundan. Ang ating role model ay ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
Bro, parang may, excuse me lang ha, parang may na-remember ako regarding, ano?
Oh, yes, Pastor.
Regarding meditation.
Yan, sige, Pastor.
When we say meditation, there's something you have learned, yun yung mine-meditate mo.
Yes.
Ang iba naman kasi in secular way or in other, sa other teaching, for them, pag sinabing meditation, they're going to pre-up. Ibig sabihin, tanggalin nyo yung mga gumugulo sa inyong kaisipan, tanggalin nyo yung mga bagay, i-empty nyo yung kayong kaisipan, then
empty your mind.
It's not meditation.
Oh, it's not.
It's not meditation kasi wala kami na-meditate. Ibig sabihin na meditation, there is something in you na intindihan mo, na nalaman mo, na pag-alaman mo, na research mo, na experience mo, then you are what? Meditating it. So, iba yung paraan ng Biblia kapag pag-usapan natin yung
correct.
Tinatawag na meditation. So, naisip ko lang.
Ayan. Tama po yung Pastor. Kasi, kunyari sa mga, yung mga scene na parang labanan, mga fighting scenes, kapag medyo alanganin na sila sa laban, kumbaga dumarating yung point na parang bigla silang pipikit, mga gano'n, tapos empty your mind, kuno. Empty your mind daw, para daw makapag-meditate sila, magawa nila yung special moves nila, hindi po gano'n yun. Okay, sa Biblia po kasi, iba po kasi yung meditation. Tama po yung sinabi ni Pastor June. Ito yung meron kang nalaman. Kasi sa Tagalog po, na ibig sabihin ng meditation is pagnilay-nilayan. Pag-isipan mo maigi. Pag-aralan mo magi. Ilagay mo sa isipan mo, ilagay mo yung sarili mo doon sa sitwasyon na pinag-aralan mo. Kung paano mo ito i-apply sa iyong sarili. Yun po yung ibig sabihin ng pagninilay-nilay. Okay? Hindi po yung nakikita natin sa mga palabas po dyan na kumbaga mga kung-fu whatever. Hindi po yung ganun. Ano po? Yun po yung interpretation ng iba. Pero hindi po yung ganun. So yun po yun, no? Learn more about Christ and experience Him. Okay? So diretso po tayo, no? Yan. Strong desires and affections to the Word of God. Yan. Ako kasi pinag-aralan ko din yung kasi dito strong desire. Pag sinabi mo kasing desire, pagnanais. Okay? Kasi ito po kasing para po tayo magkaroon ng mas malalim na pagkakakilala sa ating Panginoon, eh syempre, ang primary source ng kaalaman patungo po sa ating Panginoon Jesucristo, ang pag-aaral po ng salita ng Diyos o ang Biblia. Okay? So magkaroon daw po tayo ng strong desire o malakas na pagnanais. Okay? Pagnanais na pag-aralan ito. Okay? Yung para pang lagi nating hinahanap-hanap.
Yun.
Yung para bang hindi ka mabubuhay nang wala ito. Yan.
Right.
Ito po yung sinasabi natin na desire. Na kumbaga parang kapag umalis ka ng opisina, parang nilo-look forward mo. Gusto ko nang umuwi kasi may gusto kong gawin. Yan, yung mga ganyan, di ba? So, yun yung pagnanais. Pag sinabi naman po nating affection, ito naman po yung parang pagmamahal. O merong kang pagmamahal dun sa ginagawa mo. Okay? Ito naman yung pag, kumbaga, inistudyahan ko rin yung word affection. Kumbaga, parang pagsusuyo. Yan. Pagsuyo. Di ba po, kapag tayo may minamahal, sinusuyo natin. Di ba? Natutuwa tayo pag sinusuyo natin. Kapag bumigay naman tayo, kumbaga parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam. Di ba? Kumbaga, minamahal natin, sinusuyo natin, minamahal natin ang salita ng Diyos. Okay? So, yun po yung ibig sabihin ng strong desire and affection. Meron tayong pagnanais na pag-aralan ito. At kung meron tayong pagnanais, mahalin natin. Okay, sabi nga po dyan, to the word of God. Yun po yun, pagnanais at pagmamahal sa salita ng Panginoon ay, sabi dito, sure evidence. Ito po yung ebidensya of a person's being born again. Ayan po. Ito po yung malaking pagpapatunay ng isang bagong mananampalataya ay totoong bagong mananampalataya. Okay? Kasi kung ang bagong mananampalataya po, eh, gumagawa pa rin ng mga bagay ng dati niyang ginagawa. Let's say, for example, sabihin na natin, medyo umiinom. Yan. Umiinom, hindi lang po tubig, ano? Umiinom po ng alak. Yan po. Patuloy. Siyempre, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, sinasabi niya pong born again siya, pero ginagawa niya po yung mga ganun bagay. Medyo questionable po. Ito po. Sabihin natin na may ginagawa pa po siya mga bagay na hindi po naaayon sa salita ng Diyos, medyo questionable po yun. Okay? Yan. So, kung ikaw talaga ay mayroong pagnais at mayroong pagmamahal, okay, sa ating salita ng Panginoon, ito po yung ebidensya na tayo po talaga ay mananampalataya or pinanganak muli. Okay? Mula sa ating Panginoon. So, yan. So ano po naman po ang sunod? So yan pong mga pinag-aralan natin yan. Ay, balik po tayo. Ano? So the more we discovered about Christ, the more there was to discover. Totoo po yan. Kasi alam nyo po, kumbaga parang ang storya ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, napaka ano po eh, napaka hiwaga at napaka exciting. The more mo siyang ini-study, the more na meron kang matututunan sa kanya. The more na makikita mo kung ano kanya kamahal, kung ano ba yung mga characteristics nating Panginoong Jesucristo. Alam niyo po, hanggang magpahanggang ngayon, kapag kami ng aking asawa ay nag-uusap patungkol sa mga ginagawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa aming buhay, sa mga challenges namin, nagugulat na lang kami, paano nagawa ng Panginoon yun? Paano nagawa ng Panginoon ito? Paano namin nalampasan ito? Ngayon, mas lalo namin minamahal ang Panginoong Jesucristo kasi the more mo na dinidiscover kung ano ang Panginoong Jesucristo, mas malalaman mo meron pa palang meron na bago sa ating Panginoon na kaya niyang gawin. Okay? Para sa ating pong buhay. So, sabi po dito, the more we knew Christ, the more we realized that there was more to know. Yan. So, yun po yun. Kaya, alam niyo po, napaka-exciting po na pag-aralan. Kaya nga po, kung kayo po ay papasok sa isang Bible school or Bible college, meron po talagang separate na pag-aaral patungkol po sa ating pong Panginoon. So, isang subject lang po yun na patungkol po sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo, no? Life of Christ. Okay? Pastor, na-take mo ba yun, no, Pastor, no? I'm sure lahat naman siguro na pumasok sa Bible school. Ako na-take ko din po yun. Medyo may kahirapan nga lang. Medyo malalim, ano po. Pero, hindi, kumbaga, ito lang naman po, eh, medyo, kung tutuusin, paumpisa pa lang naman po, eh, pero the more na, alam niyo po yun, na meron kang relationship sa isang, sa ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo, the more na makikita po natin yung beauty ng pagmamahal ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo para po sa atin. So lahat po ng ating pong napag-aralan ay nakuha po natin yan sa ating pong text sa Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 12. So dito po mag-circulate yung ating pong pag-aaralan at lahat po ng points na ituturo natin for the whole series ng ating pong learning how to walk. Okay, so yan po. So verse sa Colossians chapter 9 verses 9 to 12. Ayan. So I will try to read this verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you. Okay? Asking that you may be filled. So ito po ang nagsasalita po dito ay si Apostle Paul. Okay? Ito po ay sulat niya or letter niya sa mga mananampalataya po sa Colossae. Okay? Asking that you may be filled with the knowledge. Okay? So ito po yung panalangin niya sa mga mananampalataya po doon of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Okay? Verse 10, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, and fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Okay? So I think yan na po yung magiging next point natin na i-discuss po sa atin ni Pastor John mamaya-maya lang po. Verse 11, may you be strengthened. Ayan, isa po sa panalangin din with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you or us, okay, in the inheritance of the saints in light. So dyan po iikot yung ating po pag-uusap. Okay, actually, dyan naman po tayo nagsimula dun sa ating first point, increasing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then dun sa pangalawa pong i-discuss ng ating pong pastor. So, Pastor, take it away for our second point.
Okay, sige. Tuloy tayo sa studies na meron tayo. Thank you, Brother JR, for sa review na meron tayo. At least ma-remember lang tayo, maka-remember tayo, ma-refresh natin kung ano yung pinag natin last Friday. So, medyo mahaba lang, no? Yung first point pa lang yun. Medyo mahaba yung first point kasi nakita natin na kailangan. Pangit naman na bitinin natin yung first point din. Continue natin. So, we are now in part 2 ng ating discussion or Bible study about learning how to walk. So, sabi natin, napakagandang simula na makita natin at malaman natin that we are growing. And going to what we call maturity or tinatawag na sa Bible, commonly ginagamit, perfection. And sabi natin, completeness.
Okay.
Pero nakita natin, so ang first point natin is we need to walk in increasing knowledge. Eh, in verse 10, banggit dyan, no? Nauna lang binanggit yung bearing fruit or good works na tinatawag. And then sabi doon, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So our second point is actually came from verse 2 na nagsabi, for us to be able to mature and for us to be able to grow in the in Christ or magkaroon tayong tinatawag na Christ likeness, so dapat we need to learn how to be fruitful in in service. Okay? Siguro sabihin niyo, Pastor, ano naman, service naman kaagad, kaliligtas ko pa lang. Mga service kaagad pinag-usapan, but it's part. We cannot escape or we cannot sabihin natin huwag na natin isama yun, huwag sana natin pag-usapan. Hindi pwede kasi part ng growing. Correct. Part ng tinatawag na paglago na meron tayo. So now you have been saved, okay. Being saved or was saved, and still in the process of being saved, sa present tense na meron tayo, dapat makita natin unti-unti. Sabi nga ni Brother J.I. Carina, it is not an overnight learning. Okay? Hindi naman pwede sabihin na kailangan pagkatapos mo save you are sinless. Mabigat 'yon. And then mahirap 'yon. Sabihin, papasok diyan yung part sa life natin na nag-struggle tayo. Mm-hmm. Pero let me say this, pag ikaw ay nag-struggle bilang isang mananampalataya, it's a good sign.
Parte
talaga. That you have life. Mm-hmm. That you have life, that you are saved. Na nag-struggle tayo kasi kung wala kang struggle sa life, may mga bagay ka na nakasanayan na bilang isang tao na wala pang relasyon sa Panginoon, ibig sabihin, you are struggling to what? To do your best sa tulong ng biyaya ng Panginoon for you to be able to see na you have life. You are indeed alive with Christ. So, we need to learn in the knowledge of God for us to be able, kung pwede nga, pwede natin pagbalik ka rin eh. Pwede natin unahin yung salitang, maging fruitful ka o magkaroon ka ng increasing knowledge. But, kung titingnan natin, nandiyan, part ng paglago na meron tayo, yung tinatawag na walk in fruitful service. Sabi sa ating first point, sa point natin, PowerPoint natin. We need to walk in fruitful service. So in chapter 1 ng Colossians verse 10, sabi diyan, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Okay, tignan nyo ha. Fully pleasing to Him. Okay? Bearing fruit in every good work. And then sabi natin, yung first point natin, increasing in the knowledge of God. Okay? We need to increase in the knowledge of God for us to be able to what? To bear fruit.
Correct.
To bear fruit. Okay? Napaka tindi o malalim yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul kapag sinabi natin to bear fruit. Mga kapatid, ganito po yan. Christianity is about living for Jesus.
Correct.
Okay? Christianity is about living for Jesus, not just about thinking of Him. We're not saying na mali yung isipin mo ang Panginoong Jesucristo, bigyan mo ng time, or sabihin na i-meditate mo yung buhay ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Tama yun eh. Okay? Tama yun. But it's not that. Okay? Because Christianity, we do believe that Christianity is living a life like for Jesus. It is true, no? Kailangan natin mag-meditate, kailangan natin to seek Him, kailangan natin ng prayer, kailangan natin to wait patiently, kailangan natin to hear His voice through His words, and nandoon din yung part ng tinatawag na we need to worship together, okay? We need to worship together as we grow. But, okay, sabi sa point natin, we must also show, okay? We must also show His love. Okay, yan. We must also show His love in practical ways to others. Merong practicality. Okay? Tama yung balance ni Apostle Paul kapag pag-usapan natin ang tinatawag na Christianity. There is part of us as Christian that we are learning theoretically. Okay? A doctrine, pag-aaral natin yan. Kasi part yun eh. Mm-hmm. Part yun ang tinatawag na life ng Christians. But on the other side of it, merong practical side.
Okay.
Okay? Merong practical side ng tinatawag na pamumuhay ng bilang isang Kristiyano. Kaya nga, sabi natin, we must reach out in kindness. Sa point natin. We must reach out in kindness and do good deeds. Hindi, yung pa rin. Doon pa rin tayo, bro.
Okay.
Ayan. In other words, we must put our faith into practice.
Tama.
O, kaya nga sinasabi ng Bible, faith without works is dead.
Correct.
Okay? Yung pananampalataya na hindi nagbubunga ng tinatawag na works or good works is what? Dead. Eh, wala kang buhay. Wala kang consciousness sa mga nangyayari sa iyo bilang isang, sabihin natin, quote-unquote, na born again or saved. Okay? Ibig sabihin, parang merong question. So, this is what Apostle Paul is saying. Ibig niya sabihin, we must or we would be bearing fruit in every good work. Okay? Tinan nyo ha, it's not just about good work. Pero sabi ni Apostle Paul, it's so clear, in every good work. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi natin every good work, nandiyan eh, napakagandang pag-isipan na sa lahat ng klase ng good work, not just selective good work. Pwede naman kasi natin sabihin na, okay, itong good work kasi it's very easy for me. I will do this. Hmm. Pero sabi doon, in every good work. Okay? Kaya kung titingnan natin, tama yung sabi niya, Christians need what we call increasing in the knowledge of God because we are knowing and intelligent Christian.
Oh.
Kaya nga ito sinabi, knowing and intelligent Christian, ibig kong sabihin, it is still a process hanggang dumating yung Panginoon, hanggang tayo sa kalangit, mayroong tinatawag na intelligent, knowing and intelligent Christian. So we need to be filled with the knowledge of His will. Yun yung sabi sa verse 9. And in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Kaya kung nabasahin natin sa second point natin, sa point natin, pakiclick Brother Jaya, abyan, the knowledge of our duty is the best knowledge. The practical side of it eh. Kasi walang saysay or there's useless po yung tinatawag na ang galing mo theoretically, ang galing mo academically, pero wala kang tinatawag na application. It is useless. That's why yung tinatawag na duty knowledge or yung tinatawag na practical side of it, yun po yung sabi natin, one of the measurements na meron tayo for us to be able to measure our growth. Okay? Yung practical side of it, yung palagi narinig ng ng mga believers after the worship service or while they are worshiping God and while they are hearing the preaching of the words of God. The best part of every sermon is the application.
Mm-hmm.
It's the application. The best part of every sermon is the application. Kahit anong ganong klase ng tinatawag na exposition o tinatawag na exegesis na isang pastor, ng isang believer, ng isang mananampalataya, sa kanyang pag-aaral, if there is no application kung ano yung napakinggan mo na napakaganda, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Walang saysay. Kaya ang sabi natin, the knowledge of duty, of our duty, is the best knowledge. Kaya nga sabi ito, a mere empty, tinanong nyo, nasa naman yun? Sa baba. A mere empty notion of the greatest truths is insignificant. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi natin mere notion, yung general understanding, general mm-hmm. or yung common understanding about the greatest truth, mm-hmm. if there is no such thing as what we call duty knowledge, insignificant, hindi importante. Kaya nga sabi natin dito, we need to increase in knowledge because mm-hmm. we must know it in order to do it.
Oh, correct.
O, sabi sa point natin, we must know it in order to do it.
Correct.
Parang, ang sinasabi natin, hindi mo magagawa ang isang bagay kung hindi mo alam. Wag mong ipilit.
Correct. Hindi mo
kung hindi mo pinag-aralan ang isang bagay, hindi mo magagawa.
Tama.
Napaka-practical. That's why, that is the practical side of what we call the other side of knowing and increasing knowledge. Nag-aaral tayo, meron tayong we need to walk in increasing knowledge for us to be able to do it. The practical side. Okay? The knowledge of our duty is the best knowledge. Ulitin ko na sa inyo. Okay? Our knowledge of the will of God must be what? Always practical.
Mm-hmm.
Para ang Panginoon Jesucristo, napaka-practical sa pag-apply ng kanyang mga tinuturo. He's using the parable, he's using miracles just to what? To demonstrate for us to be able to see yung kaalaman na dapat matutunan natin. Then sabi dyan, pangalawa, sabi dyan, our knowledge, okay, our knowledge is then, sa next point, Brother JR, our knowledge is then a blessing. Nandiyan ka ba, Brother? Yan.
Sa yes, next sir.
Point. Oh, sa next point. Yan. Our knowledge is then a blessing indeed. Then mo ha, yung increasing in knowledge, magiging blessing lang niya when it is in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in verse 9, sabi ni Apostle Paul, we need to know the knowledge of His will. Okay? In all wisdom and understanding.
Correct.
Tama, okay yung magkaroon ka ng knowledge. But the application side, wisdom and understanding. Our knowledge is then a blessing indeed when it is in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
When we know how to apply it. excuse me. excuse me po. Parang napatamis yung kape ko. Sabi dyan, when we know how to apply our general knowledge,
okay.
Yan, to our particular occasion and sometimes to suit in all our emergencies. Eh, pag sinabi mm-hmm. emergency, lahat ng klase ng sitwasyon na pwede natin i-apply ang isang bagay, we need to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Tinan nyo ha, again, yung knowledge mo, sa Panginoon, sa will ng Panginoon, magiging blessing lang if you know how to apply it.
Correct.
Kasi nga ito, merong mga noble Christians. Meron silang good intent. Tama?
Mm-hmm.
Meron silang good intent, always noble. But sometimes, they don't know how to timing.
Oh.
O sometimes then, you have a point, meron kang nire-raise na point, pero the way you share your point, parang galit ka. Kasi walang wisdom. Very practical yan.
Mm-hmm.
Very practical yan. Usually, marinig mo yan kapag merong business meeting sa church, kapag merong pag-uusap-usap, okay? Merong issue na sinosolve, okay? Hindi lang sa loob ng church, sa lahat ng klase ng tinatawag na pag-itipon. Meron siyang puntos, napakaganda ng puntos siya. Pero yung puntos niya, na-overcome noong maling application na gusto niyang mangyari. Diba? Parang, mm-hmm. kaya nga sabi natin, ulitin ko, our knowledge is then a blessing
mm-hmm.
indeed when it is in wisdom. We know how to apply, when to apply, okay? Our general knowledge to our particular occasions. So, to suit all our emergency. So, yan po yung napakaganda. Not only to know the will of God, okay, but to know more of it. Ayan na, sabi natin, increase in the knowledge of God in Colossians chapter 10, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 10, and to grow in the knowledge of God, our Lord and Savior. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, pareha sila na sinasabi ni Peter. Pero kung titin natin sa point ng susunod, tinan mo, good knowledge, tinan mo ha, good knowledge without good life will not profit.
Correct.
Ang ganda ng pinag-aralan mo. Nakuha mo lahat ang sinabi ni teacher. Nakuha mo lahat ang sinabi ni pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Pero wala kang ebidensya, which is bearing fruit.
Correct.
Yun na lang yun. Itago mo na lang yun. Parang sinabi natin sa Tagalog.
Yeah. Napanis. Correct.
Tama po. Eh, walang profit eh. Walang gain. Walang fruits. Walang tinatawag na bunga ng pagtitiyaga sa pag-aaral. Mga kapatid, kapag nag-aral ka, dapat mayroong bunga. Our understanding is, sabi yan, is then a spiritual understanding. Tignan mo ha, may yung difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's what we call understanding.
Okay.
The logical mind, yung logical mind na meron tayo, napakasimple. Ibig sabihin, kahit sinong tao magbasa ng Bible, in logical aspect na pag-usapan, he can understand or she can understand what the Bible is saying. But, sabi dyan, our understanding is then spiritual understanding. Iba naman yung sinasabi ko na spiritual understanding when we, yan, exemplify yung understanding mo, nagiging spiritual understanding when you demonstrate, yan, when you demonstrate it in our way of living.
Correct.
Iyon yung sinasabi ngayon ni Apostle Paul na we need to grow in knowledge, to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, of His will, in all wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. That, kaya nga sabi natin dyan eh, meron tayong application side, which is bearing fruit, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all
pleasing. Correct.
Yan. Akala kasi ng iba, mostly, yung mga professing believers o nandiyan na matagal sa church, dyan na lumaki sa church, okay na ito. Nasanay na tayo ng gato sa custom, sa tradisyon ng tinatawag na evangelical church, at sa tradisyon ng tinatawag ng ating nakalakyan iglesia, eh, sabi nila, sapat na. But sabi natin, sabi ni Apostle Paul, we need to demonstrate.
Okay?
Need to demonstrate or exemplify it in our way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga sabi natin, best evidence na ikaw ay ano, una, meron kang strong desire and affection sa Word of God. The same time, for us to be able to know na siya ay mananampalataya, kung meron siyang bunga kahit na sa maliliit na bagay. Yeah. Meron siyang wisdom and understanding, okay, doon sa tinatawag na kakalaman natin sa Panginoong Jesus Kristo. Kaya ang sabi natin dito, we walk. Okay, sabi dyan. Next point. Yan. We walk unto all well-pleasing. Okay? Mm-hmm. All well-pleasing when we walk in all things.
According.
Hindi dapat mawala yung according to the will of God.
Correct.
Okay?
Yan ang importante.
You walk. Yan, yan. You walk in all aspect of life. Kailangan well-pleasing. Ayan, ha? Kailangan well-pleasing. What, but, sabi dyan, in all things, yung the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you live, the way you behave, must be according to the will of God.
Corrected by.
Corrected by. We need to walk according, always, all, sa endeavor na meron tayo as believer, as our journey na meron tayo, we need to walk according to the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yung iba, nag-walk lang.
mahirap yung walk lang.
Mahirap. Okay yan.
At least may walk.
Ulang eh. Ulang, nyo, next point. Short lang to pero mabigat to.
Yan.
Good words will not do without good works.
Sakit.
Parang simple lang na pero ayun no. Wala. Ang ganda ng mga sinasabi mo.
Pero okay? Walang application.
Oo. Yun lang. Walang good works na tinatawag the practical side of it. Good words. Words is more on the theoretical side of it, the doctrine side of it, mm-hmm. then good works, okay, is the practical side of it.
Tama.
Ayan, basahin nyo sa Romans, okay? Nahati ang Romans sa dalawang bahagi. The theory one, or, you know, the doctrine, and then chapter 12, simula ng tinatawag na ano, the practical side of Christianity.
Correct.
Kaya you cannot separate. Hindi mo pwedeng paghiwalayin yung tinatawag na doctrine and works and tama the practical po. Side of it.
Tama, tama, tama.
You cannot separate. They are inseparable. Also, we must abound in good works. Kaya nga sabi doon, bearing in chapter 1 verse 10, bearing fruits in all good works. Mm-hmm. Not just a certain work, but in all good works. Okay? Kaya kung kapitin natin, in every good work, not in some only, sometimes we do good works mm-hmm. when it is easy. Sometimes we do good works when it is comfortable.
Ay.
Sometimes we do good works when it is suitable. Sometimes we do good works when it is safe for us. Sometimes we do good works kapag favorable sa atin. Pero sabi ito, but in all good works. Diba? In all good works. In every instance of them. In every situation ng life na meron tayo, in every good works, there must be what? Parang a regular uniform na sinusuot natin sa, bilang isang Kristiyano, isuot mo good works. Good works, good works. Ang context natin ha, we are already saved. Ibig sabihin, yeah. Yung good works natin is what? Fruits of our salvation.
Correct.
Ililinawin ko lang para clear tayo, no?
Mm-hmm.
Napakaganda. Then correct. Next point, sabi dyan, next point. And the more, tinan mo ha, and the more fruitful we are in good works, yan, tinan nyo ha, habang pala nag-i-increase ka sa tinatawag o nagiging fruitful ka as bilang Christians, the more we shall increase in the knowledge of God.
Correct.
You are learning. Okay? Okay, walang, okay na to, nagawa ko na to. O balikan na natin ang iba, or iba na lang. Pero sabi natin, the more we shall increase in the knowledge of God. That's why, hindi po nagtatapos, wala pong katapusan yung tinatawag na good works. Kasi parang cycle lang yan. Meron kang good works, at kapag nakagawa ka ng good works, okay, ma-remember mo, maalala mo, uy, naging, may bago na naman tayong kaalaman.
Mm-hmm.
At kapag in-apply mo na naman yung bagong kaalaman mo, gagawa ka na naman ng good works. So yun, paikot-ikot po yun, yung tinatawag. So, they are inseparable things na meron tayo. Kaya sabi sa John chapter 7, verse 17, ano sabi niya? He who doeth his will shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. So, we are learning. Okay? Yung increasing in knowledge, it is a lifelong process na kailangan meron tayo while we are here on earth waiting mm-hmm. for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ mm-hmm. until we get to heaven, darating yung punto na darating tayo sa heaven, pero mag-i-increase at mag-i-increase pa rin yung knowledge na meron tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Bible, there are two kinds of fruit.
Yan.
Bilang sa mananampalataya.
Mm-hmm.
There are texts or scriptures or portion of the scriptures na nagsasabi, ay, napakaganda na itong pag-usapan, no? Yung bearing fruits. Una-una, two kinds of fruits. Pag-aralan natin. Pasadahan ko lang.
Pasadahan lang. Sige.
Oh, okay. Pasada parang... ibig sabihin, pasok, mamamasada ka? Hindi. Pag sa Tagalog, kasi pag sinabi pasada, daanan.
Lang.
Oh, yung light lang na. No?
Sabi light lang. Point,
two kinds of fruit. Or fruits. Or the fruit or fruits for us as Christians. Okay? Mm-hmm. Una-una, pag isang mananampalataya na lumalago, bearing fruits, ang una-una, dapat hanapin mo yung attitude fruit.
Yun.
Ano yung attitude? Anong klaseng attitude meron ka? I-love mo siya kasi ang ganda ng attitude. The first kind is this, something I call attitude fruit. Pastor, bakit mo tinawag na attitude fruit? Actually, we see that kind of fruit in sa passage na Galatians chapter 5 mm-hmm. verses 22 to 23. Sabi dyan, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,
truthfulness, and self-control.
Self-control. Okay? These are what? Attitude fruit. So, kaya kung dito yun natin, this is inner fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, inner fruit or attitude fruit. Kaya sabi natin, sa next point, i-explain ko lang na mabilis. It is the fruit that begins on the inside as our nature. Yung Hilacha. yung tayo bilang isang mananampalataya, as our nature is what? Transform. Ibig sabihin, yung love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, self-control, sa Galatians chapter 5, kung titingnan natin, yan po ay nabubuo sa ating
personalidad
na dapat hindi mawala at hanapin. Kaya sabi ng iba, these are, ilan ba yan? Ay, 9 to, di ba? Yung book of Galatians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9. 9 na tama.
Oo, sabi ng ibang mga preachers, sabi ng ibang mga commentators, they are ninefold fruits of the Spirit. Pag sinabi natin yung ninefold fruits of the Holy Spirit, dapat hindi mawala ang isa. Kasi invalid na yung natitirang walo.
Oo.
Di ba?
Oo, oh, dikit-dikit sila.
Ibig sabihin, meron kang love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, pero wala kang self-control. Invalid na yung walo.
Ba, matindi.
So, ibig sabihin, it is the fruit that begins on the inside as our nature is transformed. Okay. When the Spirit, okay, when the Spirit mm-hmm. of God comes into our lives through the new birth, which mm-hmm. is salvation,
mm-hmm.
regeneration, redemption, justification, mm-hmm. sabi na dami, no? Yun yung mga words nisan, hindi natin maintindihan. Pero sometimes, or time will come, aralan din natin kung
mayroon
tayong time na pag-aralan. Sabi diyan, he or she begins an inner transformation. Dapat nagka-transform.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga, I remember, mayroong isang camp sa Manila na mm-hmm. ang title, ang theme nila is what? Transformers. Good camp, ha? Wala, tama naman, right? Tayong mga mananampalataya, we are transformers. Nagka-transform tayo sa tinatawag na Christ-likeness dapat. Okay. This inner transformation results in the character of Christ being formed in us.
Mm.
Okay, ibig sabihin, yung ninefold fruits of the Holy Spirit in chapter 5 verses 22-23 ng Galatians, these are what? Characters of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dapat mapunta rin sa atin. Because bakit? Magkaroon tayo ng common ground. That we are heading in what we call perfection or tinatawag natin Christ-likeness. Sabi yan, we become more like Christ on inside. The inside.
Amen.
Man, on the inside. Napakaganda. Sabi nito, kung meron ka ang attitude fruit or inner fruits na meron tayo, but this inner fruit or fruits, ninefold fruits, will eventually manifest in our outward actions.
Mm-hmm.
Ibig sabihin, nagtatransform yung ating inner fruit, yung ating character into Christ-likeness. Ibig sabihin yan, automatic, there is what we call outward actions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Outward actions. Usually, sinasabi ko pag pinag-aaral natin yung mga bagay na ganito, what you think is what you are.
Uy. Correct.
And sometimes, what you eat is what you are.
Aba, totoo din yan.
What you think is what you are. What you eat is what you are. Okay, yun po, ibig lang sabihin, kung ano ang binibigyan mo ng halaga sa iyong pagkatao, sa iyong being, lumalabas, ay ikaw yan. Let me use the word, bastos ka, or bastos iniisip mo kasi bastos ang ginagawa mo kasi bastos ang iniisip mo.
Tama.
Oh, di ba?
May punto.
So, hindi okay. Napaka practical at napaka simple pero mayroong purot na tumatama nag-iisip ka ng ganito kasi iyan ka eh.
Parang katulad ng sinasabi ng iba pastor na tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are.
Correct. So, pero kung titingnan natin, those inner fruits will eventually manifest for outward actions.
Correct.
This brings us to what? The second type of fruit.
What yeah. is that?
Diyan na. Action fruit.
Yan.
O, remember, mayroong sa Bible, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23, attitude fruit. The mm-hmm. second fruit, bunga ng attitude fruit is what? Action
fruit. Action fruit.
Mm-hmm. Or other term, based natin sa Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, is what? Bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, action fruit. It is the manifestation, ayan. It is the manifestation of the attitude fruit growing on the inside. Okay, growing on the inside. The result of this is what? Doing of good works. And doing of good works. We are called as believers. We are saved to live out our faith by doing good deeds.
Amen.
And, okay. Pulitin natin. Sa next verse na meron tayo. Napakaganda pag-aralan. If you are familiar with this, this section of the scripture came after the Sermon of the Mount about Beatitude.
Oh yes, correct.
Okay, the Beatitude chapter 5 ng Matthew. Matthew chapter 5 is all about the Beatitude.
Beatitude,
then,
yes.
On the second part of it, okay, second part of the Beatitude, chinalenge ng Panginoon sa Kristo. Nagbigay na naman siya ng tinatawag na analogy or similitude. Okay? Yung paghahambing kasi meron silang similarities. Okay? In Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 to 16, pakibasa Brother Jai. Kaya medyo nainanap ko yung salamin ko. Hindi ko makita.
Sige lang, Pastor. Basahin ko muna. Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Yun. Very clear, no? Napaka after niyang i-discuss, after discuss ng Panginoon sa Kristo through Matthew, okay? Yung action fruits, may ilan ba yung beatitudes na meron tayo? Kaya putusin natin, non-beatitudes, sabi dyan, nandyan na yun, yung good works na meron kay, pure in heart, okay? Nandyan sa una, kung mabasahin nyo at babalikan nyo, nandyan yun. Kaya sabi ito, these are what? Good deeds. Okay? That they may see your good deeds. Ay, ibig sabihin, ang context, patungkol pa rin dun sa beatitude. Correct. Those beatitudes are good deeds. Good deeds that what? Give praise to your Father in heaven. So, Pastor, anong connection noong light? Anong connection noong light doon sa good deeds or sa action fruit na meron tayo? Actually, dalawang bagay. Light as Christian or being light as Christians is always two-way.
Okay.
You are in darkness, pero ikaw ay suga. Nagilonggo na. Pero ikaw ay ilaw. Pero ikaw ay ilaw. Okay? For others to see you.
Oh, yes. Correct.
Kaya nga sabi ito, you are the light of the world. Christian ang pinag-uusapan. Okay? A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Okay? Ibig sabihin, kapag ikaw ay mayroong good deeds because of your good works or your doctrine, makikita ka ng maraming tao.
Yes.
Okay. But on the other side of it, ikaw ay ilaw, for you to be able to see those who are in darkness. Di ba mayroong illumination?
Yes.
O kapag nasa room ka lang kwarto, na madilim, nag-brown out. Kaya nakaba-brown out lang dito. Buti na lang, okay na yung power. Pag meron kang ilaw, doon sa dilim na meron kayo, once na meron kang dalang ilaw, unti-unti, nagkakaroon ng illumination. Dumiliwanag yung paligid. Nakikita mo yung
bagay.
The same with this kind of similitude. Okay? Sure. Or sabihin natin, paghahalintulad or analogy sa tinatawag na ilaw. Ganun din eh. Tayo ay ilaw para makita ng hindi paligtas na ikaw ay ano, merong good deeds at ikaw ay merong Kristo. At the same way, the same time, ikaw ay ilaw for you to be able to see kung ano ang kanilang mga kondisyon. Yun eh. Tignan nyo ah. As the lights of the world in verse 14, you are the light of the world. There are so many observers. Inoobserban ka. Ikaw kapag ikaw ilaw, nandoon ka sa ibabaw or napakaganda ng iyong liwanag na dinudulot. It also gives direction. Maraming tao nakaabang sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Correct.
And kunitin na natin, the disciples of Christ, especially those who are forward and zealous in their service, they become remarkable. Binabantayan sila ng mga, you know, mga hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoon. Okay, anong pagkakaiba natin sa inyo? Sabi siguro ng mga nag-observe sa kanya. Brad, ganito. When you are the light of this world, okay? When you are the light of this world,
okay?
This is the common knowledge na dapat hindi natin iwala sa ating kaisipan. Some will admire you.
No, totoo yan.
Uy, grabe naman to. Naklase naman to.
Mm-hmm.
Galing naman ang ginagawa niya. Some, okay, will admire you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Some will commend you.
Mm-hmm.
And some will what? Rejoice in you, with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are growing as Christians, okay? And pag ikaw ay light of this world, they will going to study at the same time, imitate you.
Apa.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Then, tinan nyo yung lawak ng pag-usapan natin as the light of the world. But, on the negative side of it, of being a light, some will envy you.
Ayan.
Yeah?
Yan.
Some will hate you. Hindi nga sam eh. Marami ang
nagagalit. Marami. Totoo yan, bakit? Pastor.
You as light of the world, you are exposing what they are doing. Ay, ganun pala. Okay? That's why normal sa pagiging mananampalataya ang magkaroon tayo ng mga bashers.
Normal yan.
Bashers. Some will what? Censure you. Babantayan ka. Parang, kumbaga, bago okay, ipalabas sa TV, merong MTRCB.
Yan.
And some will study to bless you. Ibig sabihin, they are going to think na ikaw ay ano, i-down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are concerned, therefore, okay, tayo, as lights of the world, that's why we need to be careful. That's why tama yung sabi ng Bible that we need to walk circumspectly.
Yun.
Magbantay tayo habang ikaw naglalakad as the lights of this world. Okay? Because they become now our observers.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-observe sila sa buhay na meron tayo. And same time, tayo yung nagiging stumbling block nila na hindi mananampalataya. Bakit? Eh, hindi sila yung ano, tama eh. Tayo yung tama eh. Okay? So yung nangyayari. So as the lights of the world, katira natin ito, you cannot be hit. And it's normal to have, you know, bashers sa life na meron tayo.
Totoo po yan.
Kung titingnan natin, we need to see here also how our light must shine. O isabi na nga ng Panginoon sa Kristo that you are the light of this world. Eh pero paano tayo magsashine? Nandun pa rin sa verse na binasa natin. Okay? By doing good deeds.
Good deeds, yes.
O gusto mo magshine? Do good deeds.
Let your light so shine before men.
It's very clear that they may see your good deeds.
Good works.
Let your light shine before men by ano? By doing good deeds. Mm-hmm. Napakalinaw.
Simple.
Napakasimple lang. For you to be able to what? Sabi yan. Not only to see your good deeds, but what? To bring praise to your Father
in heaven.
Okay? So, yun po yung napakaganda. So, for us to be able, our light shine, or as Christians, na tayo ay magliwanag, okay? We need to what? To do good deeds. Dapat mapakita natin yung difference na meron tayo. Yung uniqueness na meron tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, adyan, for what end our light must shine? Okay? That they may see your good works and may be what? Be brought not to glorify you, but to glorify God. Kung gumagawa ka ng good deeds, hindi mo dapat ipagyabang. Ang aim is what? To bring glory to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Not to bring glory to yourself, but to glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Nagiging issue ngayon yan, bro, sa social media.
Yan, sige nga, Pastor.
O, kasi, marami kasi yung gumagawa ng good deeds, pero, pinapublic pa nila. Which is, sa akin, okay lang yun. Okay? Pero nagiging questionable kasi sa aim or sa goal of doing good deeds, oh, yeah. Gagawa ka na lang ng good deeds, binibidyohan mo pa.
Mm-hmm.
Ipopost mo pa sa social media. At sa akin, that's fine. No? In a sense, ang tinatawag natin na lalo na sa ministry na meron tayo. Kasi meron tayo mga supporters na nagbibigay ng you know, ng tulong, ng mga bagay na kailangan natin na wala tayo. Mm. Eh, problem what? Kasi na, ay, dito pala nadala yung help na meron tayo. Mm. But ang ating aim is what? Not to glorify ourselves. We are doing good deeds not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify the Father.
The question is really the motive, Pastor.
That's why nagiging issue talaga yun sa social media ngayon yung paggawa ng good deeds na binibigyan. O, halimbawa, nagbigay ka ng pagkain sa sa mahirap. O, bakit kailangan binibigyan? Gino-question ngayon yung motive na meron ka. So, to get that, putting on then, we need to take note that the glory of God is the great thing. Okay? The glory of the Lord is the great thing we must aim in everything we do in this Christianity. Wala pa. Okay? Christianity. In yung good deeds na meron tayo, this is the center of all lines. O yung tinatawag natin, glorification of the Father, glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. It, dapat lahat ng good deeds natin mag-meet up doon sa point na ano, that we need to glorify the Father.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing these good deeds because we are what? Ang aim natin is what? To glorify the Father. Yeah. Kaya nga sabi diyan, that they may see your good words, good works. It is not sufficient, okay, ito na yun, ha? It is not just sufficient to have light. Okay? We must walk in the light and we must walk by the light.
Amen.
Good deeds glorify the Father. Okay?
Amen.
So, ibig sabihin, ganito, in practical sense, since practical naman pinag-uusapan natin, our whole conduct, yung buong pagkatao na meron tayo, should be a perpetual comment. Okay, pag sinabi, a perpetual, continuous comment on the doctrine. Ibig sabihin, we are doing these good deeds because that is what we learn from what we call the doctrine. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Eh, according to his what? His will and wisdom and all spiritual understanding. So yung life na meron tayo must be a constant demonstration of God's power and truth. Yung nalaman natin, yung pagbabago na meron tayo. So when people see us doing good deeds, okay, it will be a positive reflection on our Heavenly Father. Kapag gumawa ka ng good deeds, it is automatic, it will be a positive reflection of our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Parang ito, practical part of it. Nag-glorify ang teacher kapag may honor ang estudyante mo. Tama?
Tama.
Sino teacher mo? Honor ka na naman. Sino teacher mo?
Honor ka na naman.
Si Sir ganito. The father and son relationship naman. Uy, galing mo. Sinong tatay mo?
Yun.
Nag-reflect, diba? Nag-reflect.
Correct.
So, napakaganda. Kaya kung titignan natin, Brother Gia, sabi sa point na meron tayo. Yan. Bearing fruits or good deeds are essential to our witness.
Yan ang malupit. Yan ang tama.
Kasi usually, yan ang binabantayan ng maraming tao.
Correct. Tama.
Yung uniqueness natin dahil tayo ay merong Panginoong Espiritu sa buhay natin. At yung totoo nga naman, ano ang attraction ng mga hindi mananampalataya? Eh, dahil yung wala sa kanila na nasa iyo.
Tama.
Diba? Bakit ako ma-attract sa iyo? Eh, meron naman ako niyan. Mm-hmm. Ang hahanapin nila ngayon, yung bagay yung
wala sila.
Napakasimple, no? Bakit? Bearing fruits or good works are essential to our witness. Kaya that's why kung titingnan natin, okay na malalim yung pag-aaral natin sa doktrina, pero the practical outside of it, yun ang hinaharap ng tao. Di ba? Yun ang hinaharap ng tao. Hindi naman sasabihin ng tao na wala pang Kristo sa puso. Uy, ano ang point mo about the justification? Anong point mo about agent Christology? Anong point mo about this time, this string na meron tayo? Hindi, ang hinahanap mo. Anong ginagawa mo para ipakita mo na ligtas ka? Yung good deeds. Eh, kaya nga sabi rito, next point. Short lang to. Kasi last time, humaba. Actually, sumaba na nga tayo. No? It's already 8:07. Sige lang. Sabi rito, God is said to be glorified. Sabi dyan, God is said to be glorified when the glorious power of His grace is manifested in the salvation and also the edification of others. Nag-glorify natin ang Panginoon kapag ano, merong manifestation. Nakikita natin, naipapakita natin yung tinatawag na ay, you are doing good deeds, you are edifying men, mapakita mo that you are saved. Sabi dyan, the Father is glorified when we keep on bearing much fruit.
Amen.
Present continuous term, ha? Keep on bearing much fruit.
Keep on bearing.
Okay? Huwag kang tumigil, magbunga.
Yan naman talaga ang goal, Pastor. Eh.
That's maturity. Okay, na meron tayo. That's why, in John chapter 15, verse 8, sa text natin, i-click mo, Brother Kia. John 15, verse 8. Alam niyo yung pinag-uusapan dyan? Yung that we need to abide sa true vine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nandiyan ba yun? Nailagay ko ba yung verse natin?
Wala, Pastor.
Last na ba yan?
Oh, last na to, Pastor.
Okay, ito na, babasahin ko na lang. Balik mo lang sa dati.
Yan.
Sabi doon, John chapter 15, verse 8. Basahin ko sa inyo. Sabi ito, by this, my Father is glorified. Sabi dyan, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
Oh.
Yung sabi sa John 15, verse 8. Okay? Nag-glorify mo ang Father kung ikaw ay ano, magbe-bear ng much fruit. At the same time, mapuprove mo na ikaw ay disciple ng Panginoon Jesucristo.
So shall you be my disciples. Correct.
Di ba? It's very clear. It's all about the joy and the blessings of abiding in Him. That's the context.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Ibig sabihin, mga kapatid, if you are abiding in Him and He in you, okay, because nag-abide ka, because nag-remain ka, you are going to bear much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-abide ka sa true vine eh. Nag-abide ka sa tinatawag na vine. And hindi ka naman magbubunga kung ikaw ay sanga, kung hindi ka nakakonect ka sa vine, sa true vine. Diba? The last part, tapusin ko na rito para maganda. Okay, sabi dyan, good fruit does not make the tree good. Kasi ano yung ibig mo sabihin? In this world, sa buong context na tinatawag na buhay bilang isang tao, na Christian, ha, hindi lahat ng good fruit nagsasabi that they are connected sa good tree.
Uy, mukhang may laman yan. Ha? Sige.
Hindi ibig sabihin, hindi lahat ng gumagawa ng good fruits nakakonekta sa Panginoong Jesus Kristo.
Kumbaga, hindi lahat ng gumagawa ng mabuti ligtas.
Diba? Tignan nyo, kahit nga si Robin Hood gumagawa ng mabuti, pero ligtas mo siya. Ewan ko, ligtas siya.
Kumbaga, yung way niya is pagnanakaw, correct?
Oo. Eh, merong noble intention.
Noble intention, correct?
Oo, oh, ibig sabihin, nag-shoplift ka because hirap na hirap ka na sa buhay, nahirapan ang pamilya mo, wala ka na makain. Ang noble intention niya siya, mapakain niya yung kanyang pamilya.
Mm-hmm.
Good works yun. Napakaganda na yung intention niya. Pero sabi nito, hindi lahat ng merong good fruit or good fruits, okay? Ibig sabihin, kung saan ka nakonektado, ang ganda ng puno mo. Ang ganda ng puno mo. Kasi sabi dyan, sa atin, bilang isang mananampalataya, the tree is good. Oh, the tree is first good. And therefore, it brings forth good fruit.
Okay. Right.
Ibig sabihin, mga kapatid, ganito. Tayo ay nakakonekta sa tinatawag na good tree, which is Christ.
Which is...
So therefore, yung ating fruits is automatic good.
Good, correct.
Ulitin ko lang, hindi lahat ng gumagawa ng mabuti sa sanlibutan ay konektado sa good tree, which is the vine, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, ang good tree na tinatawag will always produces good fruit. At tayo yun, as Christians. We need to show our life na merong good fruit because we are connected sa good tree.
Amen.
We is the vine. So that's why, bro, napaka-importante noong parte na kung saan that we need to increase in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ for us to be able to do good works or good deeds. And by doing good deeds, we are what? Going to increase more in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Hindi natin pag-iwalayan.
Tama.
Napaganda. It is a lifelong journey, sa lifelong process na meron tayo. Na dapat hindi tayo magsawa. Ulitin ko lang, let us have this strong desire and affection to bear fruit. For us to be able to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, we need to maintain the desire of growth, of maturity sa life natin for us to be able to grow. So, as believers, as saved, maybe you are saved last week lang, or matagal na saved, huwag po natin isang bahala yung tinatawag na bunga ng ating kaligtasan.
Correct.
The attitude fruit and the action fruit, nandyan po yan. Kasabay noong mga fruits na ito, yung tinatawag na that we need to learn how to increase in knowledge or walk in increasing knowledge. At the same time, we need to learn how to walk in fruitful service. That's our second point. So we'll just end na lang here. You know, tapusin ko na lang yung discussion natin. But next week, I'll try to discuss about the third point based on Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, 9 to 14 pa rin or 12 pa rin. Pag-usapan rin natin yung third point. So may part 3 pa pala to.
Yun. Okay yan, Pastor, kasi kumbaga series naman itong ating pinag-uusapan. Kumbaga, itong topic na ito, hindi lang naman ito isang bigayan lang, maiintindihan na lahat. Kumbaga, talagang kailangan mo talagang laliman kada puntos. Kasi kung tutuusin yung kada puntos na binibigay mo, ang dami pang sanga-sanga eh. Ang dami pang kailangan pag-aralan. Which is very important. Hindi mo kasi siya pwedeng talakay lang na isang ganito kagad. Hindi. Kumbaga, dapat mas malalim pa. Kasi syempre, ang ating pinagtutuunan ng pansin dito is yung mga bagong mananampalataya. Mm. So, para mas maintindihan nila, medyo laliman din natin ng pagtutuo.
Oh, okay. So, meron din kasi dito, bro, na we're not just aiming those who are newly born again or saved, but those who are what? Saved. Matagal ng panahon, pero hindi lumalago.
Yan. Ano pa yung Pastor? Kumbaga, it's a reminder na rin
para
sa ating mga kaibigan na kumbaga, I know kahit naman siguro kami, no? Kami ni Pastor.
Lahat naman tayo
dumadaan din naman sa mga struggles eh. Na dumadaan tayo sa mga pagkakamali. Diba? Minsan nagiging nagpa-procrastinate tayo o minsan nagiging komportable na tayo. Sige, nagtas naman na ako. Wala na. So, nagiging stagnant, yung katulad ng ginagamit na term ni Pastor John, nagiging stagnant yung ating buhay bilang isang mananampalataya. So, we have to search ourselves again. And then, this topic, kumbaga, a reminder for everyone na rin. Not just for mga bagong mananampalataya. Okay? So, maraming salamat, Pastor John, sa iyong napaka malalim na pagpapaliwanag at mga insights mula sa salita ng ating Panginoon. So ito po ay series patungkol po sa learning how to walk.
We still have 2 points.
we still have 2 points po. So meron po tayo. So 4-part series.
Four-part series.
So first is yung increasing in knowledge. Number 2 is in service. So doing good deeds. Because ginagawa natin yung good deeds, that is because ligtas na po tayo. Okay? Hindi po tayo gagawa ng good deeds para pumaligtas. Mali po yun. Okay? Wala po yun sa salita ng Panginoon. So, we just have to be clear on that. Baka mamaya ma-misinterpret niyo po kami. Okay? So, yan. So, meron lang po akong gustong i-share, Pastor, no? Kung mabilis lang.
Kahit matagal.
Kasi, itong, meron kasi akong nakitang isang post sa isang kaibigan. Okay, so friend of sa Facebook, napakaganda.
No, excuse me.
Gusto ko lang i-share sa inyo. Ito po ay galing sa isang kaibigan na si Karen Joyce Reyes.
Uy, okay. Kaibigan ko 'yan ah.
Oh, kaibigan din ni Pastor Jun yan. So, shoutout na rin kay Miss Karen Joyce Trias. Siya po ay ninang ng aking anak. Pero, meron po kasi siyang ginagawa ng mga comic strips. Kung baga, pasok na pasok kasi itong ginawa niya dito sa topic na ginagawa natin dito sa Ang Gabay. So, I just want to share. Okay?
Oo, Karen, pahiram muna kami ha. Pahiram muna.
Hindi, napaalam na po ako, Pastor. Baka mamaya, makapiright tayo eh. Baka sabihin niyo, oh, ginamit yung ano ko. Yung content.
Alam ko kung sino kaibigan yan eh.
Oo, napakahalag ng kaibigan ito. So,
galing mag-Tagalog yan.
Oo, galing mag-Tagalog yan. Mahusay yan eh. So, sabi po dito, two things we should not put off. Okay? Yung ibig sabihin po ng put off is ipagwalang bahala. Okay? So, ano po ba yung mga yan? Ano po ba yung mga dapat na hindi natin ipagwalang bahala? So, sabi po dito, urgent. Napakahalagang unahin natin is salvation. Sabi nga po dun sa baba, due na pag sinabi po natin salvation, ay ang pagkakilala po natin sa ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo. So, paano natin siya makikilala? Paano natin? So, katulad ng sinabi natin kanina sa pagbabasa natin pong salita ng Panginoon. And then, ang pinakamahalaga po dyan is magkaroon tayo ng relationship. Okay, sa ating pong Panginoon Jesucristo. Paano naman tayo magkakaroon ng relationship sa ating Panginoon Jesucristo? Eh, kailangan nating tanggapin siya bilang ating Panginoon tagapagligtas ng ating buhay. Okay? Napaniwalaan natin na yung kanyang pagkamatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo ay sapat na para po tayo ay maligtas. Okay? Alawa ay magkaroon po tayo ng pagsisisi sa ating pong mga kasalanan. Okay? So, yun po yun. So, sundan natin. Bilisan lang po natin. No, to, kung mababasa po natin dito, dalawang character, the Bible says that one should repent from his sins, correct? And accept Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord in order to be saved. Tama po yun. Sagot naman ng lalaki, yeah, I've heard, I haven't done that, but maybe later. Yan. So, sabi naman ng lalaki, siguro, may time naman mami, siguro, mamaya na lang natin pag-usapan. Ayan, pinagwalang bahala niya. Yun ang nangyari, nagbabasa, and then muntik siyang madisgrasya. Hey, watch your where you're going, will ya? You could have gotten yourself killed. Okay, so yan po yung naging sitwasyon. So patunay lamang po ito na hindi po na ang buhay po natin is saglit lamang. Okay, na anytime po, pwedeng may mangyari po sa atin. Ang kamatayan po is just around the corner. Pwede po tayo mamatay any moment. Okay? Especially po ngayon na may pandemic pa. Okay? So, hey, what's up? Is everything good? I almost got hit by a car earlier. So, what happened? How did it happen? Are you hurt? So, I didn't realize the light already turned green. I was reading. I'm fine, but I could have died, you know. Would have I got then? Okay, you should make that decision to trust in Jesus and accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior. So, yun po yun. So, ipinagwalang bahala niya ngayon, ni-remind siya ng consequences na yun na kailangan niya ang kaligtasan. So, yun po yung ipinaliwanag dito. It means that if you believe in Jesus Christ, then receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior, trust, and He alone can save you from the penalty of sin, which is hell. Okay? And surrender your life to Him, will you make that decision? So ngayon po, iniimbitahan po namin kayong muli. Ayaw namin palampasin. Hindi po namin alam kung may nanonood sa amin ngayon na hindi po mananampalataya. This is the perfect time. Okay? Ngayon po, nabuhay pa po tayo. Let's make our decision na tanggapin ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo bilang Panginoon tagapagligtas ng ating buhay. Kasi hindi po natin alam eh. Any moment we can die. Okay? Ako po, hindi ko po alam. Baka mamaya, pagtulog ko, kinabukasan, yung ganun na storya, Pastor, di ba? Yung parang natulog ko, kinabukasan, wala na, hindi na humihinga. Totoo po yun, nangyayari po yun. Ngayon, we need to make our decision. Now, this is very important. Hindi po natin dapat ito ipagwalang bahala. Kasi napakasaglit lang po ng kamatayan, hindi na natin mamamalayan. Wala na tayo sa mundong ito. So yeah, people keep saying that, but what does it even mean? I know now, I can never save myself. I need Jesus. I want Him to be my Savior and Lord Jesus. So yun po yung dapat na maging desisyon natin sa ating buhay. At panalangin po natin dito, sabi dito, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross and pay for my sins. Okay, so ito po yung ating pong dapat maging panalangin kung tatanggapin po natin ang ating Panginoon Jesus Cristo. I accept Him as my personal Lord and Savior. Sorry, Lord, for all the sins I have made. I want to change. I surrender my life to You. Amen. So, yun po yung panalangin kasama po ng desisyon sa pagtanggap ng ating Panginoon Jesus Cristo. Ano ang kasunod? I am so happy that you have made a decision. Do you know what you should do next? That is to serve. So dito po pumapasok yung ating pong topic ngayong gabi. Ang paglilingkod, ang paggawa ng mabuti. Dahil po, ligtas na tayo. So wait, is that something I should do to complete my salvation? No, ligtas ka na. Ngayong ligtas ka na, ikaw ngayon ay ine-expect or tinitignan ng ating Panginoon na gumawa ng mabuti. Okay? Ang paggawa po ng mabuti, again, hindi po ito nakakapagligtas. Okay? So, yun po yung napakalinaw. So, ito, now that you are saved, use your life, ang ating buhay, to lead others to Christ. So, yun po yun. They must know Christ immediately, now. So, you must tell them immediately also, who knows how much time we have left. So, sabi po dito, urgent, salvation is done. Check. And the next on our list is to serve. That is due now. Ngayong kilala mo na ang Panginoong Jesucristo, ngayong meron ka ng relationship sa Kanya, ina-expect natin ngayon ng Panginoon is to serve Him. Okay? At tulad nga po ng binanggit ng ating pampang, ng ating pampastor, sa paggawa ng mabuti. Alam po kayo mga paggawa ng mabuti, pagpapakita na mahal natin din yung ating kapwa sa pamamahagi po ng salita ng Panginoon sa pagtuturo ng kaligtasan patungo po sa lahat. So yun lamang po. Nagpapasalamat po kay Teacher Karen sa pagpahayag po na pahiramin kami ng content niya kasi napakaganda po. Nakita ko po kasi na pasok siya dito sa topic namin ito. So yun po. Yan. So maraming salamat ulit. Kami po ay tapos na. Okay. So may mga konti lang po dito na konting comments. No? Ay, hindi naman comment, kumbaga parang pagbati lamang sa mga nanonood. Good evening, Pastor June. I'm watching si Sir Tears or Herbolario. Every Friday, lagi na po nanonood dyan. At saka yung aking pong nanay, si Vinatis, magandang gabi po, Pastor.
Magandang gabi po.
So, magandang gabi po sa inyo. Maraming pong salamat sa pagsubaybay. And we hope and pray. Ayan. So, we hope and pray po na patuloy niyo po kaming tangkiligin sa panunood at pag-aaral po ng salita po ng Panginoon. At ganoon din po yung mga programa din po ng Tangmong Missionary Baptist Church sa madami po yan. Actually, ang daming bagong mga programa no? Lumabas. And they are really valuable episodes. Napakaganda. Nasusubaybayan ko din sila. Yung community hour, yan.
Paborito ko yung children's corner.
Ay, yun, si Sir Sabine. Karen. Gusto ko rin niya kasi yung baby namin, Aria, nanonood din niya. Kaso nga na minsan, late na nagigising, kaya hindi niya na naabutan. So, replay na lang siya.
Si Jamie, si Jamie ang anak ni Pastor Jomel sa kani Miss Tut sa Bible College. Malaging nire-replay yung children's corner.
Kami din, Pastor. Yan. Ayos. Yan. Tapos ano pa ba? Yung mga bisita, ayan.
Oh.
Basta po, punta po kayo sa page ng TMBC BMAP sa Facebook. Search nyo lang po. TMBC, then space BMAP, search nyo lang po. Then makikita nyo lahat po ng mga episodes. Then you can also go to lifeword.org. So makikita nyo rin po dun yung mga stream episodes ng mga Ilonggo episodes natin. And Tagalog, nakita ko, na-check ko, Pastor. Naka-online na rin yung first two episodes natin. So, nandun na po sa lifeword.org/Tagalog or /Ilonggo. So, search nyo na po. Yan. Nag-comment po si Miss Karen. Thank you also, Kuya JR. Good evening. Sa inyo ni Pastor Joe. Maraming salamat, Teacher. So, Pastor, meron ko pa pahabol?
Okay na ako. Solved
okay
na.
Solved. So yun lamang po. Maraming salamat po ulit sa inyo pong pagsubaybay sa amin, sa pagtsatsagang makinig at pag-aaral, pagsama sa amin sa pag-aaral mula po sa salita na pang. Kita-kita po muli sa Biyernes next week, alas 7 po ng gabi dito po sa Ang Gabay. So, muli po. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.